Well, now, you'd haul some wood, the other fellow, he'd haul some wood. You haul wood to these schools, and those boys cut that wood. The girls would bring it in, so we'd have four. And so we didn't have one room, maybe one teacher. That's the way they did. But in the cities, in the town, they had, let me see, about five or six, or maybe seven teachers, I guess, in town, because when I go to social school, I had more teachers.
Oh, then you went into town later to school.
No, when I first started off, I started off in town.
Oh, that's see, my right, because then she moved when you were seven. That's right, because you start school when you're six.
But in the winter time, I had a auntie stayed in Oso, and she would let us come back there in the winter time.
And then we would
come to school there, because it's so fur, you know, and it was so cold.
And to walk 5 miles.
Mm-hmm. But now, whenever we'd go to school like that, if it was rain or something, they'd come get us in the wagon.
Oh.
Either my stepdaddy would ride a mule and lead the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we got back home.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't rain or nothing, we'd have to mud it out. So it's a lot of different now.
Well, how long did you go to the country schools?
Oh, every summer. And I'd go till the winter would get bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now I wasn't figuring up the months, but I know after Christmas.
How many years did you go to school out in the country?
I went to school out in the country. Oh, I guess 5 years, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Quite a different, but now, then when time changed,
mm-hmm.
then I had a family.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we started off.
When you started your family, were you still living out in the country?
Oh, yes, I were. Mm-hmm. I never did go back and live in town
mm-hmm.
anymore, continue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No more when I'd be going to school sometime, I'd stay there in the winter time with my auntie.
Mm-hmm. Other than that.
Something like that. But after I married, well, I still don't remain out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And my children had to go to country school, but they didn't have as far to walk as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because the city had about a mile and a half or 2 miles at least
mm-hmm.
to walk to school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have as far as I had to walk.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they had to walk to school.
Mm-hmm.
And you always riding school buses, but mine's had to walk to school. And they started the government, then started giving them milk. And that was 3 cents a day.
Mm.
That's what they had, that's what they'd give them milk, 3 cents a day. So finally, then you see they cut out there. And you see, oh, for a long time. I just can't remember where the year, but they cut the country schools out.
Completely?
Yeah,
oh.
out in the neighborhood where I was living. At that time, I was living out from Luxor, at a place called the Bridges out in the country. And they cut it out, and then my children got a chance to ride the bus just like you all did. And they'd pick them up and came to Luxor School. And then they would had to pay, I think it was 20 cents. Each kid had to pay 20 cents for their meals.
Mm-hmm.
And that time I had 4 or 5 kids going to school.
Because
that was, you know, quite steep for poor people to have to pay for those children at that time. But sometimes I had a cow, and I'd give milk, and I'd give eggs, and that would expel me from having so much to pay at that time, so I hooked myself out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the time rolled on up until this present time, and I had three of my children finished up here, because I didn't move here until 60.
Uh-huh, that was going to be my next question, when you moved up here to Black.
I'm 60. Mm-hmm. That's when I left the country,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in 60.
Well, when you were living in the country, you still kept on doing farm type.
Oh, yes, still kept on.
And your husband was a farmer?
Mm-hmm.